Good afternoon and welcome to the KALW On Air Folk Festival. It's 5 hours of continuous live music until 8 o'clock this evening, hosted by Kevin Vance, Peter Thompson, and myself. I'm Joanne Marr, your host for the next 2 hours of this festival. Here's what's coming up later on. 4 o'clock, Boston-based singer-songwriter Antje Duvekot will be performing original songs from her latest CD, New Siberia. At 5, the Bay Area women's vocal ensemble Solstice returns to KALW. At around 6, Vanessa Lowe, local singer-songwriter, joins us and shares her original music. And at 6:30, two local bluegrass bands close out the festival, Oak Grove and the Drifter Sisters. But right now, we're getting set up for the Pacific Guitar Ensemble, and our engineers are scrambling behind the scenes trying to figure out how to squeeze 7 classical guitarists into our small studio space. And while we're waiting for everyone to get settled in, I'd like to welcome Pepino D'Agostino to KALW. He is one of the co-founders of the Pacific Guitar Ensemble, along with David Tannenbaum. Pepino, welcome back to KALW.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
You've been a guest so many times on KALW over the years. It's like welcoming back an old friend.
Thank you. I used to live 2 blocks away. Now I live about an hour away. It was much easier, 10 years ago to come here. But it's still a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having us.
So your first appearance on KALW was way back in 1985 when our senior announcer, Alan Farley,
I wasn't even
you.
Born. What are you talking about?
That's right. You just celebrated your 39th birthday the other day.
Thank you.
Child prodigy here. Anyway, Alan was so impressed with you that he had you on KALW as his guest so many times.
Yeah, it was... a wonderful man, and as the musicians, and I'm sure other colleagues are, in agreement with me. He did so much for music in the Bay Area.
Well,
we're all missing a lot.
Yeah, back in the mid '80s, you were fresh off the boat from Italy, literally, and you weren't very well known. And it was Alan who kind of gave you your first break, right, and introduced your music to thousands of our listeners.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Well, as many of you know, Alan Farley passed away 2 weeks ago after having been with KALW for nearly 40 years. And during that time, Alan hosted many programs that covered the arts, particularly classical music. So, Pepino, you're best known as a fingerstyle steel string guitarist, but more recently you've been going in a more classical direction.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to.
You're doing well.
Since I met... David Tannenbaum, the classical guitar master, David Tannenbaum. I got exposed to this music more. I always had, I always loved classical guitar, but I think it was 1998, a festival in Germany asked us to participate and play together. Then we met, and David actually expanded my horizons quite a lot, and I'm really grateful to him. Because I know a little more about classical guitar, and it's exciting to play with this group.
So did Alan ever get the chance to hear you performing with the Pacific Guitar Ensemble?
No.
Oh, that's too bad, because I'm sure he would have been so happy with this new direction you're taking.
Hopefully he's listening to us somewhere out there.
You and the Pacific Guitar Ensemble have a new CD out called Begin, and we're going to listen to the opening song from the new CD, and this is called Wednesdays at Sugar. This is an original composition by Sergio Assad, and after we hear it, I'll bring David Tannenbaum into our discussion, and we'll talk more about how the Pacific Guitar Ensemble got started. But first, here they are with Wednesdays at Sugar from their new CD, Begin, the Pacific Guitar Ensemble.
Thank you.
with a flourish there. We just heard Wednesdays at Sugar, the Pacific Guitar Ensemble from their new CD, Begin. And they'll be performing for us live in the KALW studios in just a few minutes. I'm Joanne Moore with Peppino D'Agostino, and we're now joined by David Tannenbaum. And both are the co-founders of the Pacific Guitar Ensemble. Welcome to KALW, David.
Thank you. I'll do my best with this scratchy voice.
Oh, you sound fine. So Wednesdays at Sugar, the piece we just heard, where did that song title come from?
Well, actually, it came from me. I had asked Sergio to write us a piece, and he couldn't figure out what to do. And Sergio has been teaching with us at the San Francisco Conservatory for the last 5 years. And on Wednesdays, we faculty of the guitar department gather at a bar called Sugar. So I thought, well, what if you wrote a piece? I mean, we have such a great time. And I thought, what if you wrote a piece that describes those evenings? And basically what happens in those evenings is that people drift in. Usually friends come. And there are, it's kind of haphazard and chaotic. But at Sugar, there is the general idea that we have to figure out where we're going to go to dinner. It's a very big mission we have. And we're getting, you know, we're drinking. And there are groups of two and then groups of three. And maybe the whole group comes together and we start talking about where we might go to dinner. Maybe to North Beach or the Mission for tapas. And so I suggested to Sergio, since he was really stuck and didn't know how to write this piece, that he perhaps explore the different sounds in this ensemble by writing a piece about those evenings. So he would have different duos playing, maybe a soloist gets to speak, and it would be a sort of vehicle where he could explore our sounds.
Yeah, Wednesdays at Sugar sounds like such a joyful composition. I guess that describes your get-togethers at Sugar.
Yeah, and I think there's often a joyful quality in Sergio's music.
So Peppino had mentioned a few minutes ago that the two of you had met previously before your sessions at Sugar at an international festival?
Yeah, and that's a sort of strange story. We had been both working as guitar players in the Bay Area for really decades, and we had heard of each other but had never met. And a German festival in Schöndorf contacted both of us and said, we're doing this festival. We want to create cross-fertilization. So we want to force guitarists of different disciplines to play together. And so they said, we know you both play in the Bay Area. So from 6,000 miles away, we are directing you to please meet. We'll give you a nice fee if you would meet, come up with a program, and play a concert together. So we were kind of forced to meet in a way. Mm. And we got together and sort of hit it off as friends right away and made that concert. And then we just started playing duos together.
Mm. So David Tannenbaum, you're the chair of the guitar department at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. And you've been performing classical guitar, what, since the 70s and 80s?
Yeah, guilty as charged. Even the 70s, yeah.
And Peppino, you're best known as this amazing fingerstyle guitarist who plays in all these complicated open tunings and your original compositions. So when the two of you first came together, and I guess this was back around 1998, were you both surprised at how well you collaborated together, given that you two come from completely different disciplines?
Well, I'll start on that. I mean, I think the first thing that was surprising and really thrilling was the sound. We started to listen to the steel and nylon together and thought, wow, there really is possibility here. And I immediately thought that Peppino could come to my world because the steel sounded to me like a harpsichord. Mm. And I started to immediately think about all this Baroque music that could possibly work. And then I just liked his compositions a lot. And I thought, well, the sweetness and of the nylon could really fit into that sound world as well.
Peppino, did you ever think of your guitar sounding like a harpsichord?
No, actually not. I realized that, yes, this is true. You know, I remember that when we recorded our CD, Plastic Steel, we played the Concerto in Re Maggiore in Vivaldi. And, you know, I realized that it's true. You know, it's a plucked instrument. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, we're going to listen to another piece from your new CD, Begin. And in fact, it's the title song, which was composed by Belinda Reynolds. She's a contemporary minimalist composer. Why did you decide to call your new CD Begin after Belinda Reynolds' composition?
Well, I guess I can tell the truth on the radio. The company did not want to call it Wednesdays at Sugar, which I kind of like that title. But
because of copyright issues?
I don't know. They just didn't want to do it. So then we were stuck looking for a title. And I came up with the idea of calling the CD Begin because it is the beginning of our ensemble. And it's also the title of that piece. And the title Begin is interesting because it is kind of a memorial for a composer who was a friend of both Belinda and me, named Jorge Liederman, who died suddenly at the age of 50. And I used to talk to Belinda about Jorge's music and how it was so interesting to me that it never felt it like it had real beginnings and endings. It just, his music always felt like it began mid-sentence. So in a way, she took that idea and called her piece Begin, you know, just thinking of that idea. Mm. So that's how all that came about.
From the Pacific Guitar Ensemble's latest CD, Begin, let's listen to the title song here on KALW. Thank you. From the Pacific Guitar Ensemble's latest CD, Begin, we heard the title song, a composition by Belinda Reynolds. I'm Joanne Marr, and with me are the co-founders of the Pacific Guitar Ensemble, Pepino D'Agostino and David Tannenbaum, and we are now joined by the other members of the ensemble. Can you introduce them?
I can. To my left for the radio audience is Tony Kakamakov from Bulgaria. We have, to my right, John Mendel, Lawrence Ferrara, Mark Teicholz, Michael Bautista, and missing today is Paul Saras, who couldn't make it, but we have seven of the eight of us.
Welcome all of you to KALW.
Thank you.
So when it comes to classical guitar, David, you have the cream of the crop here. It doesn't get any better than this. Some of the most talented guitarists in the Bay Area and probably the country. Many of them teach at the San Francisco Conservatory or have studied there. They played at major recitals and festivals. They've collaborated with other great classical musicians. They've won awards and international competitions. So you have a very distinguished group of guitarists here. How did you get them all to become part of the Pacific Guitar Ensemble?
Well, Pepino and I were members of what was called the World Guitar Ensemble in Europe, which gathered together eight soloists from many different countries. And that group lasted about 3 or 4 years, played in a lot of big halls. It was logistically a nightmare to get everybody together. I mean, you think this is hard. That was just really hard. So that kind of faded out. And Pepino and I met and thought, boy, that was so much fun. What if we tried to do it but kept it in the Bay Area so it wasn't logistically as difficult? Little did we know that it still is hard to get eight people together who are very busy. But basically, everybody here except for Pepino has a conservatory pedigree. There are three of us who currently teach at the school and four who are alumni of the school. And then Pepino is our steel string player.
Mm. So one of your most ambitious arrangements that you've been working on is the Brandenburg Concerto number 6 by Bach. So he wrote 6 Brandenburg Concertos. Why did you choose number 6?
Well, this was chosen by an arranger from Montreal named Philippe Paviot, but I think it's the most logical one to do. And the reason is that each Brandenburg Concerto has a different set of soloists. And in this case, it's just two violists. And it's a sort of homogenous sound in the ensemble. It's just a few low strings and a continuo section. So because the guitar ensemble is a rather homogenous sound, it does adapt the best. What we're missing today with Paul's absence is he plays Baroque guitar, which is a lovely touch. So we have a kind of continuo band here with me playing bass in this piece. Pepino's playing steel string. He plays chords on that. And then Larry and John are playing sort of the cello parts in the ensemble. And then Mark and Mike are soloing. They're the violist in this case. But I think it's the homogeneity of the sound of this Brandenburg that most makes it work for the guitar.
So the Brandenburg Concerto number 6 was originally written for two violas, two viola da gambas, one cello, one bass, and a harpsichord. How did you go about transcribing those different instrumental parts for guitar? Was it a painstaking process?
Well, again, we didn't do it. We adapted a transcription that was already done. But it's doable. I mean, the harpsichord, the bass, that's known as a continuo section. It's like a backup band in a Baroque ensemble. So they're playing a bass line and chords. And we were able to do that just with, you know, musical knowledge. And then the gamba parts really were taken and put on two guitar players. So it all kind of fits. The solo parts are not changed very much at all. You know, you read that out and it looks like a lot of players, but it's about the amount of players that we have here. We're doing it for 6 players.
Okay. The Pacific Guitar Ensemble is here ready to play the Brandenburg Concerto number 6. Take it away.
And I should tell you that there are 3 movements to this concerto. We can just think of them as fast, slow, and fast. Thank you.
just heard the three movements of the Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the Pacific Guitar Ensemble, live in the KALW studios. I'm Joanne Marr, and I'm speaking with the ensemble's two co-founders, Pepino D'Agostino and David Tannenbaum. And I should mention that the Pacific Guitar Ensemble will be in concert on Sunday, November 11th at 7:30. It's taking place at the Montalvo Arts Center in Saratoga. They'll be performing in the Carriage House Theater. And for more information, you can visit montalvoarts.org, or you can go to www.pacificguitarensemble.com. That's pacificguitarensemble.com. Wow, the Brandenburg Concertos, I guess, are known as among the most joyful of Bach's compositions. That was wonderful to hear it.
It sounds pretty nice on guitars, don't you think?
Yeah.
I like it.
It works for me.
Can I mention one other event while we're
talking?
Sure,
go ahead.
If your listeners like classical guitar, there's an event in San Francisco where the biggest guitar organization in America, Guitar Foundation of America, will be doing a one-day event. And there's a free concert at SOTA, School of the Arts, at 7 o'clock, where you can hear many different guitar ensembles. It's a free concert, again. And I will be conducting a 100-guitar-piece orchestra.
Ooh!
A brand-new piece called Gladwell, based on the writings of Malcolm Gladwell, the author. And it's a world premiere, a young composer named Brandon Randall Myers. And it could be a great event.
Wow.
If you want to hear classical guitar, you can't make it down to San Jose. That's something for tomorrow.
Now that's an ambitious project.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was the voice of David Tannenbaum. And I'm also speaking with Pepino D'Agostino, and they are co-founders of the Pacific Guitar Ensemble. So Pepino, you're playing a steel string guitar right now that was specially made for you.
Yes, this guitar was made under my specifications about 6 years ago. And the luthier is Robert Godin, and it took like 2 years to create this guitar, which is, I use mainly live. It's an instrument that is designed to be plugged in, electrified. And yeah, I'm very happy. And when I told my mom, she was impressed. She's not easily impressed.
No, mothers usually aren't.
No.
So you're the only one in the ensemble that plays steel string guitar, and all the other members are playing classical guitars, nylon strung.
Well, actually, that's not true. Michael Bautista actually plays electric guitar. He played electric guitar on that Wednesday at Sugar. So, and, you know, I think that the strings of the acoustic bass are actually steel strings, so... So I'm not the only steel string player.
All right. Well, I stand corrected. But I'm curious, were you tempted when you started with the Pacific Guitar Ensemble to take up the classical guitar with nylon strings?
I tried the very first rehearsal to play a nylon string guitar, and they all looked at me. And I stopped.
Oh, no.
You know, it's a whole very different
yes.
approach. You know, my colleagues here that I... really admire. They, you know, they spend so much time on tone and, you know, and the quality of the sound. And it's not to say that I don't, but it's a different level of, of approach. And I'm actually learning a lot from them. And, you know, I don't have to pay them until they actually will start charging me at the end of the rehearsals.
Oh, I'm sure they'll give you a break in price. So here you are, Pepino, playing with some of the most talented classical guitarists in the Bay Area. What were the most difficult adjustments you had to make to fit in with the ensemble?
Driving from Benicia.
Well,
it's
besides
about an
that.
Hour. No, it's well, the precision, you know, and also I'm not a very good reader of standard notations. In fact, my music is written down in tablature, which is a system of writing music that actually precedes the standard notation. So in a way, I'm smarter than these guys. No, just kidding. But I'm actually learning to become a better reader. So at home, they don't know this, but I'm practicing also how to read standard notation. And one day, I will be a little closer to them. So the most important thing for me, I'm learning so much from them, and I can't really count how many things I'm learning. And but you know, David mentioned the previous ensemble. One of the things that actually caused that ensemble to end, it was really some of the personalities in that group, where there were quite a few prima donnas there, and that's difficult to handle for, you know, for somebody like me. But in this group, there's a true democracy, which means that sometimes we actually end up in fights during rehearsal. But there's always a sense of respect for each other, and never... you know, there's not really... Me and David founded this group, but, you know, it's really a democracy. In fact, some of the decisions are long to be made, because there's always this long consultation and stream of endless emails. But it's a wonderful experience, not only musical, but also at a human level for me. But I wish gas was less expensive.
So, same question for you, David. Peppino is an open-tuning fingerstyle guitarist who performs in a kind of freewheeling, spontaneous way of playing that can include a certain amount of improvisation. So, did you and the other guitarists have to make any of your own adjustments to fit in with Peppino's style?
Well, I'm going to correct one little thing, which is that Peppino actually doesn't improvise that much. That's another thing that he changed for this group. He's been improvising in this group in ways that he hadn't before. But yes, we entered his world, and the next piece we're going to play exemplifies that. This is not a piece that the likes of which many of us have played, but we were very interested to hear what he was about, and talk about there being a joyfulness in the music. I think there is in this piece. And to Peppino's credit, I will say, you know, he's been so courageous, and many, you know, acoustic guitar players may not have wanted to make themselves as vulnerable as he did going into the classical world, but he was willing to do that and learn and go into new areas, and I really appreciated that.
Okay, so the next piece you're going to play for us is a composition by Peppino, and this is called Jump Rope?
Yes, it's called Jump Rope.
And do you want to say anything about this?
This piece started as a solo piece. And in this piece, I use a technique where, you know, of my right hand, where, you know, with the middle and ring finger, I play these two strings on the offbeat. And then at the same time, you have to play a melody. So it's something that is used on clawhammer banjo from the Appalachian. And that's all I was listening to when I was 16 in Italy, Appalachian music. People in Italy thought that I was weird, and I was weird. But I love that style, and I came up with this tune entitled Jump Rope. Thank you.
And if that piece sounds familiar, that's the theme song to Alan Farley's open-air program, Calypso Facto, by Peppino D'Agostino from his CD Close to the Heart. And before that, we heard another Peppino song, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, from a recent CD of Peppino's made in Italy. And we opened with the Pacific Guitar Ensemble performing another Peppino composition called Jump Rope. And I'd like to dedicate today's program to the memory of Alan Farley, KALW's senior announcer, who was a great supporter and promoter of the arts and classical music, and he was certainly a great supporter of Peppino's music. And I want to announce that there will be a public memorial for Alan on Monday, November 19th, 5 to 8 p.m., at the Green Room of the War Memorial Veterans Building in San Francisco. And everyone is invited to attend. And Peppino, I understand you'll be at the memorial performing.
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be honored to be part of that event. Really, it's a wonderful way to honor, you know, his, Alan's memory.
Mm-hmm. So again, that's a memorial for Alan Farley on Monday, November 19th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Green Room of the War Memorial Veterans Building in San Francisco. And everybody is invited to attend. And Peppino D'Agostino and David Tannenbaum are here. Can I have you close with a piece in dedication to Alan?
Yes, yes, absolutely. This is a piece that I wrote with a friend of mine. My friend's name is Alfredo Morabito, and I wrote this piece entitled Venus Over Venice. And David is going to play the melody and is going to solo over this piece, Venus Over Venice, for Alan Farley. Thank you.
Venus Over Venice, dedicated to the memory of KALW's announcer Alan Farley, Pepino D'Agostino and David Tannenbaum, co-founders of the Pacific Guitar Ensemble. And the other members who were here earlier with us, Michael Batista, Lawrence Ferrara, John Mendel, Mark Teichholz, Anthony Kakamakov. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Joanne. Thank you.
And thanks also to our engineers working behind the scenes, Tony Farrow, Phil Hartman, and Bob Campbell. And the Pacific Guitar Ensemble will be performing on Sunday, November 11th at 7:30 at the Montalvo Arts Center, Carriage House Theater in Saratoga. The address is 15400 Montalvo Road. And for more information, go to pacificguitarensemble.com. We're going out with one of my favorite Pepino D'Agostino compositions called Moving On from his 1998 CD Glimpses of the Past. And after that, the KALW On Air Folk Festival continues with my next guest, singer-songwriter Antje Duvekot. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco. Thank you.